It was good for sugar cane. It was kind of bad for cotton because your cotton would grow too big and you'd lose practically all your bottom crop because your stalks would get as tall as I am, and that's pretty high. And then it would branch out a lot and put a heavy load on it, so you'd lose all the bottom.
You raised hay?
Well, no, we didn't in them time. Oh, we did start after I was married a while, but we had no such thing as a hay baler. We used just an old-time sickle, and we'd get a long willow pole and stick it down the ground. Then we'd take some short posts and make a big frame, open here as big as this kitchen, around it at the bottom, about this high from the ground. Then we'd call that a haystack. We'd haul the hay just like you cut it with your sickle.
You cut it in the field and you raked it up into...
We cut it and...
You raked it up into what in the field? You raked it
we'd rake it up into a windrow.
Uh-huh.
Then we'd load it up on a wagon. We'd build some high extra size on your wagon, about 3.5-4 feet high. And we'd load it down, and we'd go up there. Two men's on a wagon, we'd eat one, we each want a pitchfork. And they'd throw it around that stack and stack it up, man, as high as the roof of the house. Then the cattle would get all around it and eat it.
Y'all kept it out in the field?
Oh, yeah. Oh, in pastures, outside.
Would you ever put it in the barn? Where would you put it in the barn?
No, we'd never put it in the barn, not loose like that. Now, after we began to bale hay, learned what a baler was, well then, we begin to put it in the barn.
That's why the barns around here don't have a second story, a lot of them. Do you have a top story in that, I mean a top room in that barn?
There? In that barn?
Yeah.
I've got a flooring in it, yeah, about this high from the ground. Solid.
Uh-huh. And do you have a place up in the top of the barn?
We'll put it from the bottom to the top. We load that barn, it's 20 feet wide, 40 feet long. We load it from that floor clean on up to the roof. And then we, the sheds on each side, we do a lot of fence repair here. Just the minute we see that a post is getting bad, we take it up for a new one. Well, we use a lot of those creosote posts and we put them on the ground. I got two sheds on each side, 14 foot wide each, and 40 feet long. Well, we lay them posts down on the ground, then we start stacking our hay in there, not flat ways, edgeways, the first row. Then we come back with them flat on top. We go up to the top.
What about a building where you would store corn?
Well, just like I built that one. We'd build a big barn, put a wooden floor, then we'd break our corn in the field, haul it by wagon loads, then throw it in the barn, stack it up in there.
Hmm.
We got, I guess we must have 1,000 bales of hay left in that barn there now.
That's a...
And we got about...
Right smart of hay.
Yeah, we got about 400 bales in that shed over on that side that we didn't use this last year.
You'll use them?
Man, that stuff... Oh, yeah, it's good. It was... we have now, we buy a machine that cuts your hay with a condenser on it. As it goes through something that it's mashed. It mashes all the dampness out of it.